Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Thirsty. Resting under promises. I like this headline, Resting under promises. Now we will have a look at some Bible texts. In Psalm 34, verse 8, we read, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Taste and see. If you want to taste something, you have to come close to someone. He wants to give you something, to taste it, so that your tongue may taste it. So you have to come close. And this is the first condition, coming close to Jesus. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. This is a Bible text you should learn by heart and memorize it again and again and again, that you can keep it in memory. That's important. Taste and see. In the epistle of Paul to the Romans, we read in chapter 5, this wonderful verse 1. It's wonderful verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How are we justified? By faith, by trusting him, by believing in him. I remember as a teacher, a lady, mother of a pupil in my school, she stepped up to me and asked, I've heard you belong to another denomination, another form of religion. Now tell me, when I am a Roman Catholic, she said, and when I attend to Mass, and when I go out, when I leave, I still hunger in my desire for peace with God. I cannot find peace. What about you? Can you tell me how to find peace? Oh, what a question. How can I find peace with the Lord? Martin Luther, for years, this was something he did not know. But in the end, he found out. Because he read it here when studying the epistle of Paul to the Romans. Therefore, being justified by faith. By faith. Yeah, what do I have to do? Have faith. Faith in his blood, believing in him, trusting him, that he will keep what he's going to promise in his word, the Bible, for you. But how can I taste, feel, come close to him? Trust him. Act according to his words. Trust him. If he recommends something, go ahead. And if he says, oh no, don't follow this way, then do not follow. That's trusting in his word. And this is a reaction to Jesus' love for you. And out of love, it will work. But only out of love, it will work. Otherwise, it's senseless. And this great text in the epistle of Paul to the Philippians in chapter 2. Wow! Verse 6. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, Jesus Christ. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's Jesus Christ. He humbled himself. He was a volunteer for you, that your reaction will be love for him.